Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Yeah,
it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, your world's only, global only happiness specialist. Global only, what does that mean? World's only happiness specialist. That's right, that's me. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Yes, I took last week off. You know, I keep reminding everyone, if you're not inspired to do something, you don't have to do it. No inspiration, no perspiration. Reality Spirituality, this show, what I share on Reality Spirituality is how to experience more happiness in your life. And I'm not talking about sometimes being happy when an event happens or circumstances just line up, you know, the stars line up and you're happy. I'm talking about a foundation rooted in happiness. And when I say happiness, I'm talking about this vibration of peace, satisfaction, balance, contentment, knowing that everything that is happening to you and everything that's not happening is in perfect order. Feeling and knowing it like you know, like you can look at your hand and you say, well, that's my hand. Knowing it, being rooted in it, solidly rooted. And how to experience this peace and this happiness regardless of what happens to you, regardless of what happens in the world, and regardless of what doesn't happen. You know, one of the big things is, hey, this didn't happen, universe. This didn't happen. No. The happiness that I'm talking about, the contentment I'm talking about is forever lasting, rooted in your identity. It becomes who you are. You become an example of what peace feels like. That's my definition of happiness. You know, definition of happiness, be rooted in peace. How do you feel? Well, I have to work on that. Happiness is to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. And it is sustainable. Being at peace is sustainable. But like I share, happiness is a practice skill. And like any other skill, from being a musician, a doctor, a writer, a waiter, a chef, a tapestry maker, rug maker, somebody that lays wood floors. It is a practice. So the happiness that I'm talking about is a daily practice. And it depends on the individual. It depends on that person. I'm talking to you out there, audience. It depends on you and how much you prioritize and are committed to wanting to be and feel at peace all the time. For me, it's every waking moment. It is a practice that I was born to practice, destined to practice. It's my purpose to practice how to remain peaceful regardless of what life throws at me. How to remain at peace regardless of the roller coaster ride. well, well. And what a ride we're having now, right? What a ride. Last week, well, 2 weeks ago, we talked about attachments. And having any attachments, oh, my goodness, all attachments subtract from happiness. All attachments subtract from your peace. Every single one of them. And what I do on the show is just to share with you, again, it's a formula, just like the formula H2O E equals MC squared. Happiness is a formula, and when you practice it, the more peace you will feel, regardless of what you do, regardless of what you experience, regardless of what gets thrown at you, you will be able to navigate, flow through this life being at peace. I mean, I don't know about you, but that sounds like heaven. You will have heaven on earth. You will feel a sense of heaven. And when I say heaven, I'm talking about walking through this life, journeying through this life with your shoulders down, relaxed, smile, able to smile, able to laugh every day. You know, I know people that don't laugh every day. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but can you imagine? You know how you feel because we're all energy and we all vibrate at any single moment. It is a vibration, and you're either light or you're heavy. You're either light or you feel heavy. You either are at peace or you're in the middle of some drama. The practice of, no, eliminating. Here we go. Hold on a second. Where's my list? You know what? I have to type this list out again because I keep writing on it and writing on it and adding to it. The list of things that subtract from happiness, and again, this is the formula, is blaming anyone or any circumstance for the way you feel. Raise your hand out there. Raise your hand out there. How many? Now we have a big divide. People that wear masks versus people that don't wear masks. And the masked people, the people that wear the mask are, ooh, they are just so bothered and angry and annoyed and irritated at the people that don't wear a mask. We don't even know why they're not wearing a mask, but listen, I go out and about, and I heard someone told me a few days ago that there was a stabbing. Some gentleman was stabbed because he wasn't wearing a mask. Now, of course, that's the reason. Somebody that is at peace with themselves and the world is not out here looking at someone else and ready to stab them. So this challenge, this issue is deep, my dear audience. It's deep. Mask versus no mask. And the people that wear a mask, they know that they are right. They are right. Their perspectives are right. Their reasonings are right. All of it's right. And the people that don't wear a mask have the same valid reasons too. Freedom. You're taking away my freedom. I'm responsible for myself. You know, I've heard it all. And I had to get to a place where both sides, because I do have a preference on that, but both sides have their valid issues. The problem comes from not accepting someone else and what they're doing. I know, I've heard all the arguments. Trust me, I've heard the arguments on both sides. And I get to a place, just speaking of me, because I am a happiness specialist, and what that means is, listen, if there is some vibration, if something that I'm feeling that is not peace, I got to find out what the hell that is. I got to investigate. I have to find out what it is and root it up. If I'm not feeling at peace in every single moment, I've got to discover what it is, why it's happening, and it's gone. It might take me a moment. It might take me a day. it might take me a few weeks, but I am on it because what I share with, and listen, and I'm okay with whoever doesn't agree or even feel like that's a purposeful life. But my purpose is to be at peace in every single moment until I breathe my last breath. I want to be able to smile on my deathbed. That's my number one goal, to be able to smile on my deathbed. And it's not about anything I accomplished. It's about my vibration and how I'm feeling. So the things that subtract from happiness, we've talked about this before, but thinking anything is serious. How's that for an umbrella over what's going on? Thinking anything is important. Living in the past, living in the future. Giving power to words, having expectations. So what I practice on a daily basis, you know, I like to say that I've mastered a few of these things, having expectations. I'm not going to say that I have zero expectations, but it's pretty close. If I catch myself, oh, I had an expectation. That's why I feel a little ruffled here. That's why I feel my feathers are a little ruffled. So the practice is what's important. The commitment, prioritizing, and the practice is what's important. How many people out there, we're going to get to today's topic. Oh, before I do that, I want to say that I am open for one-on-one retreats, family retreats, couple retreats, small group retreats. Of course, you know, the testing has to be prior to, but we are open for that. And if you need more information or would like to have more information, just email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. We're getting this going, and it's Southern Oregon, and we are open for retreats. One-on-one, it's life-changing. It's called A Place to Heal. Here we go. I'm just looking over my notes. Okay, I went over all of that worry. Now, you know why people are worried, concerned, and angry, and annoyed, and bothered by the other? You know, there's a divide. I'm just going to say mask versus no mask. And I don't know if you remember the book by Dr. Seuss or the story by Dr. Seuss, The Sneetches. There are sneetches that had stars on their bellies and the sneetches that didn't have stars on their bellies. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's just mask versus no mask and everything else. And throw everything else in. Protesters versus non-protesters. Throw it all in. But my point to you, there is a bigger, through my perspective, is there is a bigger issue, a bigger challenge. Bigger issue and a bigger challenge. And that is, and the universe brought this to me, because as I practice having no expectations, definitely don't blame anybody for how I'm feeling, letting go of eliminating judgments, not giving any power to words, thinking that anything is serious, I kind of get caught up in, oh, this is serious, universe. And as soon as I feel or as soon as I vibrate, oh, this is serious, I know I'm off. I know that I've already, now my peace is just leaking out. My peace, and when I say peace, it's the same as happiness for me. So I can feel my peace leaking out if I'm thinking that anything is serious. The worrying. There's so much worrying out there, and the worry is all of the anger and the worry and all of the angst, anxiety is rooted in not trusting, not having any trust. Trust in what, Rebecca? What are we trusting in? Trusting that everything is happening for a reason, that everything evolves when it's time for it to evolve, that everything expands when it's time, and not one moment sooner. that everything is in order. You either trust that or you don't. And if you don't, you can feel the difference. You can feel it in your soul, in your body. You're worried, you're anxious. So you want to feel more relaxed? I mean, listen, we only have a limited amount of time here. This physical body has an expiration date. So you want to feel relaxed? You want to navigate? You want to walk through this life with your shoulders down? Start practicing trusting more. Trusting more. Worrying? There's probably one grain of sand. Worrying? I can't even remember when I've worried. There's a couple of times I, you know, throw the worry in there. You know, the ego seeps in a little bit, but for the most part, there is absolutely no worry here on this end of the microphone. Let's get to today's topic. Because today's topic is custom made for me. I know I do a lot of talking about me. I share a lot of shit about me. And the reason why is because this is my job. This is what I do. So I don't do a lot of what you need to do, my dear audience. I'm just sharing what works for me. And the universe has shined a light, and especially since I'm out here I am a happiness specialist, and especially because I'm out here saying it and talking it and walking it, not talking it, talking it and walking it. I found some crap in my closet. I found some crap in my universal closet. Whew. That my ego did not want to let go of. And it is, and it was, and it is, still, it's still active, having a cause. Now, my cause might be different than your cause. The global warming, the PETA, the Black Lives Matter, the All Lives Matter, whatever causes, the plastic bottles, you know, all of the causes. I discovered the universe threw in my face that I have causes too. Oh, I see what's going on out there. It bothers me. It bothers me that people are destroying property. It bothers me. I have a cause to. And see, I know people, I'm connected to people that can get out there and speak. I'm not going out there with a cause. Because what I know is all causes subtract from happiness. But I do sit and, you know, I say, okay, I prefer that people wouldn't destroy and come on, the list is endless. And there are certain people in my life that I know that have connections, and I'm texting them what they can do and why aren't people speaking about, you know, the whole why aren't people speaking about don't even get me started. Why aren't people talking, you know, Black Lives Matter? Why aren't people talking about black-on-black crime? Why aren't, you know, the whole gamut. I could go on and on and on about the causes in my head. But the problem comes from every single cause that my ego authors, creates, throws in my face, and oh, I can make a list of why my causes are righteous. I am on the right side of what's supposed to happen. But I can feel my body get tense. I can feel the anger welling up. I can feel the uncomfortableness. I can feel that whatever I start writing and talking about and I can write an article about, I can feel that my peace is leaving me. So not only do I have a cause, but I'm attached to knowing that my cause is right and my cause is just and my cause is the right cause. Not to mention all of the people that I, oh my goodness, the blaming. Oh, so here we go. Not only do the causes subtract from my peace, and I'm here to tell you that they subtract from your peace too, because if you're attached to a cause, if you have a cause and somehow it angers you that nobody is finding your cause as important as you find it, and you're attached to it, and you're getting angry and looking at other people and getting angry and focusing on other people, that's what I was doing, then you know that the cause is the question. The cause is the, I know what the cause is, the reason why. You know what, I'm going to have to think about that too, because the cause, having a cause, eliminating all causes, brings peace, happiness, contentment. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that you can't be active? Does that mean that you can't contribute? No, but the attachment to a cause. For me, my left hand is up, my dear audience. My left hand is up. I'm eliminating all causes. That's my agenda. Eliminate all causes. And trust me, the causes that I think are righteous and just and all of that stuff, and it would serve the world in such a wonderful, wonderful, productive way. The ego knows how to dress it up and put a bow on it. This is right. I've shared this before, but I remember thinking that the world would be such a better place if more people thought like me. When I meet people, I could care less what color you are. I really could. I could care less. And I never ask, well, what are you? Are you half Japanese, Chinese, Mexican, Irish, or Russian, black? I could care less what color you are. I could care less what culture you come from. I don't care. It doesn't mean anything. What I want to know is how peaceful are you? How much peace do you contribute to this planet? So I know people are so different, and we are as different as our fingerprints, but I'm here to tell you that every cause that I thought, number one, was righteous and just, and of course it's the right cause, it's the right way of thinking, I'm done with that. I'm over it. Number two, the other thing with the causes, now if I have a cause, guess what? That means I'm in somebody else's business. That means I'm in another person's business. I'm in the world's business. I'm in the society's business. I'm in the USA's business. I'm in the global business. Even the cause of wanting people to be happier, or wanting people to be more peaceful, or wanting people to feel this, what I share with you, this ability to be at peace regardless of what happens, even that has to go. I can't even have the cause for happiness cause. All causes subtract from your happiness. And you either want happiness, you either want to be at peace, or you don't. Can you imagine on your deathbed you have, in fact, one lady that I met, well, I haven't met her yet, but I've heard a lot about her, and I'm going to meet her soon. She was given 5 years to live. She was given 5 years to live, ovarian cancer, and a specific ovarian cancer. So I'll be meeting her in the next few days. Can you imagine you're given a quote-unquote death sentence death sentence within 5 years, and now your focus, your priority is a cause? I mean, help me with this, but if somebody gave me 1 year to live, there would be no time or room for a cause. It would be a time for enjoying and soaking in and loving and embracing and enjoying every single moment I had left. This happily ever after is right now, my dear audience. Happily ever after is right here in this moment. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's not next year. It's right here in this moment. And if you're dissatisfied, if you're dissatisfied and not at peace in this moment, you are going to carry that into your future moment. You are going to carry that dissatisfaction, that lack of peace in your future moments, and on and on and on. Can you imagine being going into hospice? You have weeks to live, and now you're, I don't know about you, but I don't know. You know what? Let me scratch that, because there might be some people that are in hospice and dying, and they still want to hang on to a cause. So let me scratch that, because I don't know that either. But I'm telling you, for me, I have a limited amount of moments left. And I've had causes all through my teens, all through my 20s, all through my 30s, all through my 40s. I'm done. And the causes didn't do anything for me but make me feel bad or angry or bothered or irritated. That's what the causes did for me. So I'm done with it. I'm done with it. All causes subtract from happiness. That's going to be added to the list with everything else that's on the list. Taking anything personally. How's that? Taking anything personally. That also subtracts from your happiness. Putting a label, adding a label to any experiences. How many of you out there, oh, this is really bad. This is what's happening in the world is horrible, bad, traumatic, all of that. How about what's happening in this world? There is a plan. There is a plan that whatever's happening is evolving, like we've all evolved. You know, I spoke with someone else a couple of days ago, and he was saying that, well, the human race is going to be extinct. Well, yeah, eventually the human race, eventually. But how the hell do you know that the human race is going to be extinct? And he was talking about it's going to be sooner than later. You know, I just can't get involved with this. Well, scratch all that, I just can't get involved. I am involved, but I can't soak that into, I believe for myself that I will serve this planet. I will serve this planet. Committing to being at peace regardless of what happens. I don't see myself serving this planet, scaring or predicting doom and gloom. Hell is right around the corner. I'm not gonna complain. I'm not gonna find anything wrong with what's going on. Trust me. It's a practice. And what I practice on a daily basis without fail is making happiness my number one priority, surrendering to whatever is happening in the moment without judgment, humbling, recognizing, witnessing my ego, and not allowing my ego to have any power. Acceptance of everything, all moments. Living consciously. Being okay with uncertainty, that's a big one. Practicing, being okay with uncertainty. Giving up control, choosing my perspective, choosing my focus. staying out of everybody's business, eliminating all behaviors that subtract from happiness, and adding and practicing all behaviors that add to happiness. It's my number one. It's my number one and only. And I realize that everybody isn't like that or doesn't prioritize the same thing. But I'm sharing what I think is my destiny and my purpose to be and to share how to experience more happiness in this journey. Well, one of the things is eliminate the causes. I know, throw darts at me, throw the arrows at me, hit me in the head with a baseball bat. But if somebody was asking me, hey, Rebecca, how do you do it? How can you live? How can you be at peace regardless? One of my answers would be eliminate all causes. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is still a work in progress. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. You can go on YouTube. I have a few YouTube videos. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out one of these days. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, and you're always changing. Love is kind, and love is patient. Be kind and be patient to yourself. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, with Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for listening. Have a conscious week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love to spirituality.
It's a new experience.
I love to spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
I love to spirituality.
You got a question for R.L.?
Get
real good.
To get